what's important against Tampa? What do they do well?
They got two really good running backs. They got an aggressive offensive line that moves people around. And then they got a quarterback that can make throws. He can get out of the pocket. He can break tackles. And he's obviously a number one pick because of his arm and what he can do with his arm. So they're sound in what they do, you know, and they're going to do what they do. So we're going to do what we do, and whoever executes better is going to win.
You go up against a rookie quarterback who, you know, has only played with a handful of games. Do you go in there thinking there are things you can do, disguises, just to throw out things he hasn't seen?
No, I mean, I wouldn't put all rookie quarterbacks in the same box, you know what I mean? And he's the number one pick that is growing quickly and playing better and better every week. So I don't really view him as, you know, your typical rookie quarterback anymore.
Malcolm had said that if there is an experience with him, it's not something you'd be able to exploit unless you can stop Doug Martin first.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball. You know, they got two good running backs. The other kid's really good, 234, and they're going to run the ball. So if you want to get fancy in anything, and you're not going to be able to do that unless you get them into a one-dimensional game, which not many people have been able to do this year.
Are you feeling that urgency? I mean, 4-5, you know, a lot more than half the season's gone. Are you feeling an urgency in here to get out there to win?
Well, I like to think that I feel that every week, you know. I think I try to do everything I can to prepare, to help my teammates prepare to get a win. So this week is obviously no different.
But has there been any sort of discussion amongst you guys? I mean, like after the game, you know, Sunday, you're like, we're 4-5 team, that's what we are. Has there been any discussion like, no, guys, we're better than this. Like, now's the time to do this.
Well, I don't think we are better than that. We're 4-5. That's your record. You're as good as your record. But I think there's some maybe some discussion that, yo, you know, we got to tighten things up a little bit, and, you know, maybe we're able to get away with some mistakes before, you know, in years prior, but not anymore. There's no room for any type of error anymore, and everything we do needs to be really tight and executed exactly right.
Across the league, there have been big plays from backs catching the ball out of the backfield. I think this past weekend alone, there were 370-plus yard catches. What's the challenge for linebackers with that matchup on those wheel routes, screens?
Well, that's exactly the challenge. You know, we're not, some of us, you know, I'm not really covering that much in a game. BG's not. Outside backers, DNs, and other teams aren't covering that much. So that's a mismatch. I mean, that's what obviously we try to do here with our running backs. So teams are doing it across the league. They're spreading the field out. They can kind of sometimes dictate those matchups. A backer's going to have the running back and then just throw it up to him and get him in space.